Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer again here this morning with the devotional. Yesterday morning we started out with Isaiah 53. I would like to continue there this morning on the two verses, Isaiah 53:3-4. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hide as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Yesterday morning I did talk about the humility that Jesus was, that Jesus had walked in while being here, and how he came to show us the Father, and how that has been a challenge to me. Here in Isaiah 53, it says he was despised and rejected of men. In Matthew 26:67, it says, then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. In Matthew 27:39, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Later on, when Jesus had died, I guess we could start from the top down. In his head, there were wounds and scratches from the crown that they had put on him, and then smote on top of it. Smote him on top of that crown with a long needles and stuff there from his crown, with blood running down over his face, with nail scars through his both hands and through his feet, with his body, with his bones out of joint, with a big gaping hole in his side where the spear had gone up through right into his heart. He had died, and this is the condition that he was in. And it says in Matthew 27:63, says, here the Jews weren't done with him yet. They said, they called him a deceiver, saying, sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. It looks like even after all that, they were not done with Jesus. He did all of that, and here in Hebrews, it talks about why Jesus was willing to go through all this for you and me. In Hebrews 2:15, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. In Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. And here in Hebrews 12:2-3, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Going to the next verse here in Isaiah 53:4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. In Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, himself he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. 1 Peter 2:24, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead in sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. In 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 John 2:2, as he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Again, I was just reminded of the humble way that Jesus walk through this, how he walked through in humility. And here in Hebrews 12:2, if this could just be, if we could just keep this in front of us, it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. As we go through this life, and as we are tempted and tried, and as we go through the trials of life, let us continue to look to that joy that is set before him and that is set before us. Even as we endure the trials and the temptations and those things here on this earth, and despising the shame and the struggle that goes with it, and remember that someday we can be there with him that sits on the right hand of the throne of God. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Praise him for salvation. Wish you all a great day.